Shabbos Parsha Zacharemus Kadeshim, Tavshin Samach Test. A short thought, something that's told to us in this Parsha, once in Zacharemus and once in Kadeshim. Ironically, you have this Isser, this Avera, this prohibition in both Parshas. And it's a very interesting idea. It's a very interesting piece of information which answers certain questions that people may have. We'll start like this. In Parsha Zacharemus, the Torah tells us, as Mishpatai ta'asu v'eskuchoysai tishmeru l'alachas behem, must keep all the mitzvahs, ani Hashem alakeichem. Again, Ushmadim Eschukoisavis Mashpatar Shayase Ha'oisam Ha'odam V'chai Bohem. Person has to guard all of the chukim, all of the mishpatim, the various types of mitzvahs. Ashayase Oisam Ha'odam, that a person should do them, V'chai Bohem, and he should live by them, or he will live through them. Rashi is bothered by a question in the name of Chazal, that you do the mitzvahs, you'll live. Sounds like that the person doing mitzvahs can never die. They ask Rashi the question, what do you mean? V'halei seifei humeis? How could the Torah tell me if you do these mitzvahs, you find a Jew that's always observing mitzvahs, he'll always live? Person and everybody dies. We're all mortal. So how could it be the Torah will say v'chai b'hem? So what does Rashi say? It means lo'olam haba. So that's what you have to know. The schar for mitzvahs, the reward for mitzvahs, is not in this world. As the Gemara tells in the Kedushin, schar mitzvah b'hai alma like it. There's no real schar for mitzvahs in this world. They're just the reward in this world is to afford us more opportunity to be able to do more mitzvahs. But the real reward is all olam haba. And that's what it means, v'chai b'hem. Hashem wanted us to live forever. Hashem wanted us to live for eternity. But that eternal living will take place by olam haba. It will take place and another time in another place after we finish with this world. That's if a person keeps all the mitzvahs. But then we know there are many mitzvahs, many prohibitions rather, many leisaseis, many averis, which the Torah describes in this parasha Zacharemus, are many that a person can get kares, his life can be cut short. There are many averis a person could do that he has one of the dalad mises bezins, one of the four death penalties that bezin themselves will carry out. And here a person's life can be cut short. Doesn't have the opportunity anymore to earn reward for olam haba. In the end of the parasha, in Parasha Zacharemus, it talks about a peculiar type of avodah zarah that was done back in those days, and that's called the melech. U'mizarach aleisiten lahaver la'melech, and from one's children you shouldn't give over to the melech. And don't make a chilul Hashem. Giving over to the melech will cause terrible chilul Hashem. It's repeated again. Parshas Kedoshim, right by Chamishi. Well, Bnei Yisrael, Tamar, Ishish, Min Bnei Yisrael. Any person from Yisrael, Min Agera, Gorbi Yisrael, Asher Yitain Mizarei Lamelech, Mois Yumas, and a person who transgresses this and gives one of his children over to this Melech, this priest who takes care of this Melech, as is described by the Rishonim, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that they would have a fire, a big bonfire. And then they would get permission from the priest, and the priest would take the child, and then he would give back the child to the parent, and the parent would have to quickly run the child through the fire. That was the form of avodah zarah. Not that they would burn the child in the fire, just like pass the fire through. As one of the Rishonim explained, he says, like they used to do on Purim. They used to make a big bonfire, and then people used to like jump through and see that they don't get burnt. Okay, my kids do it by Havdalah. They through the Havdalah flame. Okay. But this was done in the form of pagan worship, a form of avodah zarah, and one who gives one of his children over to this kaimer, this priest, and then takes him and goes through this whole procedure is chayiv misa, skila. He gets one of the misas, bezin, and bezin will stone him. That's the punishment for such a thing. And the pasuk says, "Vani etein es panay ba'yishuv v'chrati yis mikera v'amoyki mizar nosan la'melech l'man tamei yis mikdashi u'lechala l'Hashem kachi." Again, it's associated with terrible chilul Hashem, and since it's a terrible chilul Hashem, the punishment is very severe, and he gets segila. The only thing is, there's a halacha like this. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, I think it's Samach Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that if someone takes all of his children and gives them over to the Melech, he's Pater. Doesn't get killed. Now, Tosfos asks the question, one second. Once he gives the first one over, he's only given one of his children. And the Gemara says it from both places where it brings this prohibition. It says, "Umi zaracha loy sitin la'avarich," and from one's children, don't present to the melech. "Umi zare loy sitin la'avarich la'melech," from your children, means from amongst your children, don't give one of them over. It's a very strange gzeiras hakosav, you would say. If you give all of them, then you're exempt from isav. You give only two out of the four. So again, Taisa's question is that how could it be, and well, how's it possible? So Taisa has two possible scenarios. How do we answer Taisa's question? Either he gave them all bevasachos all at once, okay? Could be had 10 children, but he gave them all at once, or
he only had one child.
Fine. So here, if this type of worship of Avodah Zarah is so terrible, it's associated both places with Chilul Hashem, so you would say it's far worse, obviously, if he would give all of his children. He only had one, he gives his one lone son, he gives him over to this Avodah Zarah, or he gives all of them, you see it's much worse. And why do we find that this person is Pater?
No Teshuva.
Oh.
I'm just guessing, because in other words,
he would lose all his children.
You mean we give him another chance? Ah, he's such a terrible guy, we give him another chance. To the guy who only gave a few, well, you get killed because you don't need another chance. That doesn't sound so fair. This person did something much worse. He certainly should get killed. And the whole idea, now we understand, V'chai b'hem, Hashem ultimately wants us to live by Olam Haba. If that's the case, if sometimes a person could do something so terribly, so offensive, in Hashem's eyes, that Hashem says the only way that he indeed will get to live b'olam haba is if we give him a severe punishment and we kill him in this world. And that's the whole idea of the death penalty that is given by Beis Din. It's a kapara. It means if it's for the person's own good. We're not trying to be cruel, but it's for the person's own good that he has to get punished in this world, killed in this world, and this way, at least he could have some sort of atonement to then be able to live in the next world. Says the Smag, the Sefer Mitzvahs HaGadol, and is brought it by the Marsha in Sanhedrin over there, Samach Talon and Beis, and then it's brought again and of Samach Vav Amid Aleph by Rabbi Kiva Eyer in the Gilyan Hashas, but they both bring this Smag. The Smag says, quotes the Gemara, "Hever kol zaroi," if he gives all of his children over to the Kaimer, is Potter. As soon as the person is killed, the Gemara tells us right away there's a kapara. Right away he's atoned for his terrible sin. That's why he had to have the punishment of death. But this person who gave all of his children did something so terrible, as the pasuk says, that will be such a chilul Hashem. All of his children give over to the Avodah Zarah worship. That's so terrible. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Reitzeh Sheyehe Lo Shum Kapara. Hashem says this person can't even get a kapara. So we think this guy is getting off the hook. Look at this. He. In the end of the day, what happens is like the two goats who go out. One of them seems that he gets his death penalty right away in the Beis Hamikdash. He's killed right away. And the other one goes prancing out of the Beis Hamikdash. Wow, look, that's the lucky one. Yeah, and we see his fate. This one is a karbon, and indeed there's the kapara, and that one gets thrown down the mountain. So here's the Smag says, he says, sometimes we have to look. When the Torah says this person doesn't get punished, that could be far worse than getting punished. And this also answers a lot of times where we find, based on sometimes a pasuk, the Gzeiras HaKasav, which says that we qualify a time when a person won't get killed, it's missing some of the conditions. And the answer is, sometimes Hashem says, this person is not worthy enough for Beis Din to carry out the punishment. Wow. I have to deal with him myself. And that's what the Smach says. The Smach says this answers some of the heretics' questions, and it's a question sometimes that we have. This person doesn't kill? Terah says, this person is so avir, has made such a chil Hashem, he doesn't even deserve to be punished by Beis Din. Guten Shabbos.